right, welcome back to it. A big conversation Thursday. Good to have you here. It's the 30th of January. In case you missed it on Friday, I wanted to flag that the SBA list and its partner Super PAC, Women Speak Out PAC, announced their $52 million budget for strategic voter outreach in battleground states 2020, states like Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. What's being reported, this comes from Politico, it's the largest election year spend so far for the GOP Women's Group, which dropped $18 million on voter contact and advertising in 2016, $32 million in 2018 in the midterms, and now it's $52 million, and it comes after Planned Parenthood is planning to spend $45 million in its efforts to boost candidates who support abortion. All right, so joining us, Mallory Quigley, Vice President of Communications for the SBA list and spokeswoman for the Women Speak Out PAC. Mallory, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Times are good for you. I mean, I if I do a little chart here, let's see, 18 million, 32 million, 52 million. You're getting more and more cash, which gives you a bigger and bigger voice on the playing field. Pretty impressive what you're doing.
Thank you. Yes, it's very exciting times. You know, I think what this really says is that pro-life Americans across the country that support us, they see what is at stake increasingly over these last few elections, right? Everything is building on the last victory that we've had. So President Trump, that was a key victory in 2016, and we had extensive boots on the ground in key battleground states, going door to door, telling voters about his pro-life position. And the difference between 2016 and now is that whereas in 2016 we just had promises, now we have a record from this president and his administration. And look at all they've been able to accomplish: defunding Planned Parenthood of up to $60 million. Of course, that's no wonder why they're now announcing their own spend to defeat him.
Let me ask you this. Tell me about your target audience. Who are you going after? Let's start with the states you're going to be in. Which states specifically? Because some of these PACs are limiting it to 5, 6, 7 states. How concentrated are your efforts going to be?
Right now, we are in Arizona, Florida, and North Carolina. Listeners will soon be meeting our canvassers in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. We're going to be doing some things in Texas and Georgia and Iowa. So we are going to be talking to not only pro-life people, but they've got to be reminded about the stakes of this election and their need to get out to support President Trump. But also, you know, when we talk about the life issue, we have a huge opportunity here to grow the pro-life coalition. There's 30% of Democrats that call themselves pro-life, 44% want to support common ground legislative proposals. That's what's being advocated by the movement. So we are going to also be talking to those voters as well and explain to them the clarity, the contrast that exists between the two sides, and try and get them to vote for pro-life candidates.
In fact, recent polling shows that 2/3 of Americans strongly support the idea of restrictions on abortion. Most would restrict it to the first trimester, which is what happens in Europe and elsewhere. I don't think we're all going to agree on abortion, but there seems to be a place at about 12 or 14 weeks and before, and not beyond that, that you could at least find a majority of common ground. But when 65% of Americans say there should be significant restrictions on abortion, and then you look at New York and Virginia and they say we can have abortions right up to the moment of birth, that turns off lots of people. I've talked to people that consider themselves pro-choice and say, I don't support that. There's no way I would ever support that. So there is a big disconnect, and I think that the Democrats are in dangerous territory pushing those extreme ideas. Your thoughts?
I couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah, I mean, Mayor Buttigieg said it on Friday night Sunday night on Fox News. He said there's no room for pro-life people in the Democratic Party. And when you look at the polling, like you just said, and it goes up even higher when you actually drill down on something like the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, that's the 5-month abortion ban. That has, 70-80% support. And when you look at across all demographics, age groups, men, women, everybody supports this legislation, but not a single Democrat senator voted for it in Congress. They can't even bring themselves to vote for the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, you know, to protect babies. One, you know, because we have late-term abortions, it opens up the possibility that these kids are surviving. Some of them spoke at the march on Friday.
Right.
And you know, they can't even bring themselves to support that. I mean, this is legislation about infanticide.
It's insanity.
Abortion.
Yeah, it's insanity. Mallory Quigley here, Vice President of Communications for the SBA List and spokeswoman for the Women Speak Out PAC, or maybe I should call it Super PAC. $52 million budget going to be spread over as many as 9 states. I guess I wonder why the efforts in Texas and Georgia, they're not exactly in doubt, but you're going to spend some time there. Is that going to be targeted to specific districts?
Yeah, well, you know, in Georgia, there are going to be 2 Senate seats. And I think we want to make sure that, like, look, they turned Virginia blue. They're working on North Carolina. We want to go in, and we've got a governor there and 2 Senate seats that are up for grabs. And so we want to make sure that we get the pro-life vote out. And in Texas, we have a big opportunity to help with some House races, some pro-life women who are running, some pro-abortion women. Listeners might remember Wendy Davis, I don't know, from a few years ago, who filibustered famously.
I do remember her. Yeah.
Yes. So she's running. We want to make sure that she doesn't come to Washington. So there's a couple of different opportunities there. But overall, the focus is getting the president another 4 years in the White House with a pro-life Senate majority that's going to back him up.
Right. And there's going to be some trouble in Georgia now because Doug Collins entered the race, much to the surprise of Republicans there. They're not pleased because they liked their Senator Loeffler. She has just been put into the seat. That could create some problems for the Republicans in that runoff election. We'll see what happens there. All right, so your audience, who are you targeting? Is it individual districts in places like Michigan or Pennsylvania? Will be more of a broad brush approach?
It's going to be pretty broad. You know, we're concentrating on urban and suburban areas where we want to reach the most voters. But pretty much wherever pro-life people are and wherever people that lean pro-life that need to be educated are, that's who we're going to be going to talk to. And we're really excited to get to a place like Michigan where, you know, there's also a really excellent Senate candidate, John James, who we just adore and think is fantastic. And to be able to go door to door and talk about his stand and the president's record is a winning message. I mean, this is something we're going to run our same playbook that we've talked about the last 3 cycles. And it's pretty simple, really, that people are horrified when they learn about what the pro-abortion lobby stands for. And the last year, you mentioned New York and Virginia, they've only made it easier for us to explain the clarity that exists.
Well, that's true. Mallory Quigley, VP of Communications for the SBA List, spokeswoman for Women Speak Out PAC. Real quickly, 20 seconds, where can people find out more about your efforts?
Go to sbalist.org, Susan B. Anthony, sbalist.org, and also check out lifeontheballot.com. lifeontheballot.com is where we're categorizing and tracking all of the Democratic hopefuls and comparing them to President Trump's record.
Mallory, greatly appreciate you being here. Good on you. Thank you for being here so much.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Mallory Quigley, everybody. It's the Steve Huber Show. Congressman John Molinar after the break. Don't go anywhere.
I'm a small business owner, and I know the importance of keeping quality employees and staying focused on the bottom line. As a member of the Michigan Chamber, I now can do both through an incredible retirement benefit program called the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan. Now I can offer my employees a competitive 401k plan, which enhances their benefits, keeps my costs down, and I don't have to deal with any of the administrative headaches. Saving money, enhancing our benefits, treating our employees like family, allows us to retain top employees and grow. The plan is administered through TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank, and gives me a competitive advantage to help me attract and retain quality employees, all while saving money. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you could also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.